This is The Takeaway. I'm Farai Chidea.
And just a minute, I'm John Hockenberry. Have you seen the price of oil this morning? Have you seen it? It's rocketed above $71 a barrel.
Oh, okay. What does that mean to my wallet?
Well, Mark Gregory, BBC World Service International Business Reporter, is here from London at Bush House, our partners at the BBC. Mark, at what point did this become an issue of, once again, the speculators beginning to make a play on the commodity oil? It's over $71 a barrel. It's way below its highs of a year ago, but this is a significant move.
It certainly is. Indeed, the price of oil has more than doubled since December. In December, it was as low as $32 a barrel. Now it's trading, as you mentioned, above $71 a barrel. Now, the reason for that is partly by the fact that the world economic prospects have improved. There have been, at the time in December, things really were absolutely at the worst point of the recession, and everybody thought things were getting worse, and the price of oil fell very sharply. Things aren't quite as bad as they were then in terms of what's actually happening in the real economy, but a lot of people are saying, well, actually, the price of oil has recovered much more than is justified by the underlying economic fundamentals. Things are a little bit better, but they're not that much better to sustain a doubling of the oil price. And so a lot of people are saying this is because a lot of speculative money has been pouring into the oil markets.
Well, let's talk about the speculators in just a moment, but you make a really great point that last December, when oil prices were low, the price itself became something of an economic indicator of the depth and breadth of the recession. The Dow futures are on fire this morning. Is it possible that we're seeing the oil price as an upside indicator of economic recovery and that there's likely to be a reaction in a lot of markets this morning?
Well, there has been a feeling in a lot of financial markets over the last few weeks that the worst of the recession is over, and indeed share prices, all sorts of prices, and a lot of commodity prices, metal prices, a lot of things have been rising very, very fast. Though a lot of economists are saying, well, hang on a bit, the actual underlying what's happening out there in the real world hasn't changed that much, and there's now some people saying, well, the recession will be over in the States in a few months, its recession could be over in Europe in a few months too. But you tried telling somebody who works for General Motors or Chrysler that the recession's over. Things are still pretty bad out there, and a lot of people are saying that the bounce back in the commodity markets has gone a lot too far.
Well, and there's also more to that, but the bounce back in the commodity markets means inflation in the construction industry as copper rises. It means inflation as energy prices rise. What's the threshold where inflation begins to take hold in some of these commodities, and we have the threat of choking off whatever recovery is in the cards here?
Well, you have to remember that only a couple of months ago, people thought that the main economic problem was deflation, a vicious cycle of falling prices. That now appears not to be the case. And indeed, one reason why that maybe people have been pouring into things like the oil markets is because it is a real commodity of value, whereas a lot of people are concerned that things like currencies are perhaps not, and that because of the unorthodox monetary policies that some governments have been using, you could actually see a very, very sharp fall in the value of some currencies as inflation takes off in a lot of countries in the months to come. So actually the high price of oil is partly due to a fear that inflation is undermining the real value of lots of other alternatives to buying oil.
It's a flight to the value of oil as an investment, which again gets us back to the speculators. Mark Gregory, thank you so much. BBC World Service International Business Reporter coming to us from our partners in London.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.